podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I've been getting an education the last couple of days over these little wristband thingamajigs called Fitbits that people wear that tracks their number of steps you take in the day. It tracks your heart, doesn't it? Your heartbeat. And then supposedly, I'm told, oh, it will help improve your sleep. And then I thought, does it improve your sleep or does it just monitor your sleep?
I think it monitors it. It, you know, it shows how restless you were, I guess.
Sure, it'll tell you, I think it can tell you your, like, your good hours, your...
And it'll monitor your heartbeat while you're sleeping, then you plug it up to your computer and you get
We have multiple people here at Wilkes Broadcasting that have these, including one guy down the hall who's got a knockoff. It's not even...
Yeah, he's like, I got it on Groupon for like $10.
Yeah, so it's a knockoff Fitbit thing that you put on and then you go through your life. But what I thought was... absolutely brilliant when it comes to their marketing is that they set it up so that you compete with your friends, right? And that automatically is going to boost their sales because you know how competitive we are as a society. So if you say, hey, I'm going to walk 12,000 steps today, you know, try to beat that.
Yeah, Nicole's dad and stepmom, they wear them all day and they are in constant competition of
That's
who went
awesome.
The furthest, who burned the most calories.
You got to be careful who you get into, you know, battle with though. Because I remember when I was a server and a bartender, I had one of those step counters and I was walking like 40 miles. Miles a night. So people like us probably shouldn't go up against, you know, a server because they're
going
to
win. They're right. Totally going to win.
Well, I hope it is. What's the word I'm looking for? Not synchronized. I hope it is calibrated.
Yes.
I hope it's calibrated properly because I had a friend of mine who got just one of those pedometers that you strap to your belt and it will tell you how many steps. And, you know, you were joking a minute ago when you said 40 miles, but she actually said, you know, I walked like 18 miles today at my job. I was like, I don't think you have calibrated this thing properly.
Sure.
Every movement, it's clicking off.
Every seven steps was a mile. You know, I was like, well.
My thing is this doesn't make you fit. I mean, it's.
It makes you stylish.
It makes you look like you're fit. You're not fit. Case in point, the guy down the hall, he shops probably in the Husky men's section of Oshkosh Bagosh.
He's got a
hearty
bowl
guy.
Of jelly.
You know, he likes to drink and do other things, and he wears one. And I made a comment to him yesterday, and I said, you strike me, I mean, are you wearing this to monitor your sleep? Because you strike me as a guy that stops breathing in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God. You send that to him?
You're just joking. I was just joking. It's like guy jokes.
Right. These insults are just jokes.
And he looked at me. He's like, what do you mean? I said, you know, you stop breathing in the middle of the night. What do you mean? I said, well, I got to go make some copies now.
He doesn't know you that
no,
well.
No, I guess I was joking.
You should get one and count how many steps when you're running away from him as he's trying to kick your butt.
Yeah, it's true.
Why don't you get one and see how many steps it is to get you to hell, which is where you're going.
I was just joking.
Is this the kind of thing that we are going to get them and we're going to do our own competition now?
No.
No, we're not.
Yeah, why?
You go ahead and get one for the whole team.
Much are they?
They're like $100.
$100?
Yeah, they're $100.
Yeah, but they have different colors.
They're $100?
Yeah, they are.
These people are brilliant.
Isn't it crazy? And you just wait. Doesn't mean you're fit. Doesn't mean anything. You can get movement eating that hamburger. I mean, I'm moving.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.